know I got one, but it's not a, that sucker's older than dirt. It requires a PO board. And as long as you're talking on a repeater that doesn't require a tone, yeah, it'll talk all day. But I couldn't talk on this frequency or any other frequency with it. The sucker is old. I mean, mid-70s. It's an old, it's either a Kenwood or a Yaesu. I don't remember. It's tucked away. I got that tucked away in a box somewhere. Yeah, because it doesn't do any tones, and you can't find a tone board for it anymore.
I got the swap meets, or whatever it may be, Jim's in Saginaw, and you're in Hemlock, well, by Crump. Well, I was just going to say that, you know, they could have it over at the shop there, you know, to sell it. I mean, it's, or not unless you wanted to, you know, to get it fixed, but put a tone board in it. But I guess how radios are nowadays, it'd probably be cheaper maybe just simply go to the radio, a 2 meter nowadays.
Yeah, I had that long time. That radio. I had that back in my CB days. I'd just sit there and, I didn't even have a microphone port. The only thing I wanted for it, just so I could listen to the guys. And I programmed it all up where every memory channel there with all the, repeaters and everything, and I'd sit there and listen with it, and that was well before I even had my license, but, you know, I never transmitted it because I didn't have a microphone. At the time. Then I got a microphone for it and talked on it when I first got my license and everything. And I had this radio too, so I put that one, the old one there in the, my truck. And then when my truck, after I got an accident with my truck and it was totaled, I pulled it out and it's been in the box ever since. And that's 2008, somewhere in there, when that happened.
W8CMN, repeater flip.
That's amazing how, you know, things with radios and everything changes, and it still amazes me today that, say, Switzerland could be coming in or New Zealand or Germany or something, and say if I, which I've done it, I'm sure you and Jim have done it, but you key up, okay, KDACWA, good morning, how are you doing? Bam! They're coming right back. I mean, just that fast. And I think, wouldn't it be something for the distance if people could just travel like that? You know, you never know when I'd drop in, Kirk.